On this Father's Day weekend, some of you may hit the movies for family-friendly fare, including the much-anticipated Finding Dory, a forgetful blue tang who often gets lost. That could mean a lot of kids asking for a Dory they can always find in their house. According to Nicholas Whips, an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity's Oceans Program, those seemingly benign requests have serious consequences for the fish and the reefs because of the practice of cyanide fishing. Nicholas Whips is on the line now from his office in Oakland, California. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
In the piece that you have, the report that you've produced with for the fishes, you say that about 6 million tropical marine fish are imported into the United States each year and have been exposed to cyanide poisoning. How did you get that figure?
So we got that figure partially through a Freedom of Information Act request that we did, where we got the last 10 years of import information. And then we combined that import information of all of the total number of live reef fish being brought into the United States for the aquarium trade. We combined that information with a new study for the fishes, and that study was done through the Hereticus Laboratory in San Diego. That determined that 50% of all of the fishes that they tested positive for cyanide poisoning.
Those are a lot of fishes. What happens when, or what rather is the process of fishing with cyanide?
Cyanide fishing is done by squirting dissolved cyanide directly onto the reef to stun the fish that the fishermen would like to capture. And in the process, it kills approximately 50% of all the fish and invertebrates on the reef on contact. And it's a cloud that travels down the reef, and it kills corals in its path as well.
So you're not just talking about the fish that are stunned that wind up in tropical fish boutiques, but that you're also talking about very serious damage to the reef.
That's correct. And because so many fish die before they make it into the United States, we're talking about at least 14 million other fish that are killed along the way. It creates a pretty large number that can be hidden just by looking at the number of fish that make it into the United States.
Right. Your point being that this is not just about a blue tang that a kid might want and what that impact is, but the fact that that may be driving some greater damage and degradation to the reefs in ways that would be perfectly preventable.
That is correct. And so the Center for Biological Diversity for the Fishes and the Humane Society actually submitted a petition last March to request that the United States government enact some simple steps to make sure that these fish aren't brought into the U.S. market.
And where is that petition now?
That petition is sitting before three agencies, the National Marine Fisheries Service, the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, and the Fish and Wildlife Service. They are currently reviewing it.
Isn't cyanide fishing illegal, though, in many countries?
Cyanide fishing is illegal in the main exporting countries, such as the top three, the Philippines, which supplies about 45% of all those millions of fish, Indonesia, and Sri Lanka. And the reason that it's illegal here is because it's illegal there. We have a law that says you can't bring fish that have been captured illegally from another country into the United States.
So is this going back to the issue that these laws aren't enforced?
These laws are not enforced on either side of the ocean, unfortunately.
So many people would be asking, so what good are they and what needs to happen so that they are enforced?
So that's the crux of our petition. We ask that the agencies on the United States side enact a simple test that's fast and easy to apply on a broad scale to test imports of fish that are brought into the United States for the aquarium trade. These are reef fish, not freshwater fish. You test these fish for cyanide exposure, and any imports that have been tested positive for exposure these U.S. authorities have the right to deny that shipment from entering into the United States. So that's an effect that can cause a ripple through the entire supply chain and send a very strong message that cyanide fishing is no longer going to be profitable.
For a lot of parents who are going to have kids go with them to see Finding Dory and say, well, it's possible for us to get one, your message to them would please let's not do this. But really, how are you asking parents to talk about this with their kids? Because that's a lot for a kid to understand that fish aren't necessarily coming from the store. I mean, there are a lot of kids who don't understand that, you know, the meat doesn't come from the grocery store either.
That's correct. And the royal blue tang, which is the fish species that's the star of Finding Dory, is 100% sourced from the wild. So Finding Dory, just like Finding Nemo, creates this good conduit that parents can use to talk about these fish, get their children curious about where they come from, and if the parents are able to, then use that as a tool to educate their children. That would be an excellent way to get their attention and get them thinking about these bigger issues.
So you'd like them to go find Dory online and not at their local aquarium store?
That's correct. You can find Dory in movie theaters and online, and definitely share your love of these fish, but use that love to protect the reef.
Certainly, this is not welcome news for a lot of aquarium and aquarium trade folks who have been looking forward to having maybe a little bit of a bounce in their bottom line because of this film and because of interest in royal blue tangs. There is a real, as you know, long-standing chafing between those who are in the industry and those who have been talking about where these fish are farmed. Is there any way of bridging that gap?
Yeah, we have actually, the Center for Biological Diversity, the way that we talk about this, and especially for the fishes, have been trying to find positive middle ground. For the Fishes has produced a really good app that you can use. It's called Tank Watch, and this app can give you information that explains whether a fish is likely to have been collected from the wild, like the royal blue tang, or whether it's a species that is often captive bred. And captive breeding obviously doesn't have nearly the extent of environmental impact that wild sourcing can have. And so a lot of our concerns come from the fishing practices, which can be changed with a nudge. And so that's why we're asking the U.S. government to provide that nudge. And so that can create a much cleaner and more sustainable collection method as well as a sourcing method, either captive breeding or better ways to fish.
Nicholas Whipps, what you're talking about is something that's very driven toward consumers, but in terms of the aquarium industry itself, have there been any bridges that have been able to be made, or a couple of, you know, pavers down a road to be able to stop some of the antipathy between both those who are trying to see that the fish are handled responsibly and well and those who are really trying to make sure that they don't lose their businesses?
Absolutely. And I think what it comes down to is we all love these fish. We all love the reef. And so that love is a good way to bridge that gap. Practical ways that wholesalers and resellers can make sure that they are able to provide a sustainable fishing system and to make sure that that's in place it could just be around the corner. It's about stopping these destructive fishing practices, one, and then shifting to more sustainable practices such as captive breeding. So that allows a good common ground, a good middle ground to compromise with.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there for the moment. Thanks very much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you.
Nicholas Whipps is an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity's Oceans Program. He's worked on coral reefs and reef species protection in Hawaii, Florida, the Great Barrier Reef, and the Coral Triangle. And his most recent work focuses on the impacts from the 6 million cyanide-caught fish imported into the U.S. each year. A link to the report is on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.